I'm gonna bring somebody on.
I
want to deal with the recession. What you need to do to get prepared, because it's already here. And I want to deal with can y'all prepare for disasters and stuff? Because most folks are not prepared for disasters. You know, the old folks, they keep a lot of canned goods in the house and peanut butters and stuff that you need, extra water. And some of us who come from down south, we do it anyway, because being in Montgomery and Pensacola, we had to be prepared for, you know, when you never know what's going to come up. And we need to think about that. I remember Dr. Anderson used to say that if we have a disaster, black folks are going to be in trouble because they're always dependent on somebody else. Y'all remember Dr. Anderson said that? He also said that in the year 2011, something he said, 2011, that we was going to be fourth-class citizens. All his predictions have come true, y'all. And I don't think we really understand that because I don't know what's going on with us. Yeah, I do, and I don't. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not worried, just concerned, because we always manage to come through what we got to come through. So we're going to do that preparedness. I got a person I want to come on to do the readiness preparedness. And I just got to get them to come, because I think it's very important that we talk about it, because some folks don't even know what preparedness is. Some folks don't even know what preparedness is. They, even now, you know, they go to, you be in the store and you see these young ladies, and some old too, my age, not that many my age, but maybe my children's age, my older children, and you should see their carts, what they have in the, in their grocery carts. It really don't make no sense. They don't have beans and peas and grits and oatmeal. They might have some of the instant oatmeal sometime. And they don't have canned goods that they could eat and make something out of. They have pizza. They have all that stuff that's so weird. I would have a fitting that kind of stuff every day. They have them puff and all that other stuff. Stuff that's going to be gone within a week or two and they'd be out of food. Because some of them, their parents have not taught them how to cook. Now, I tried to teach them. I got about one or two might not know how to cook too much, too good. Most of them know how to cook. Even my grandchildren, Dorothy Jean, this genius that y'all call the genius, Dorothy Jean, she can cook better than me. She know how to cook. Oh, yeah, she know what to do. And Jamoke, all of them, they know how to cook. My boys, I taught to cook, too, because I was scared they might marry some woman that didn't know how to cook. But cooking is so important, you know. I made a big pot of soup for my family one day this week. I think it was Wednesday I made it. Tuesday, Wednesday. And I made a big old pot and let everybody came and got something to take home to their families. But the fact that I was able to take a couple of chicken thighs and put vegetables and other stuff and make some soup and make it tasty. But they don't know how to do that. You know, they don't even know how boiled chicken tastes. Or unless they go to some chicken place and buy some chicken and buy that, or don't know how to make things, you know. So we got to, those of us who are older need to take some young girl or some young people and teach them just how to survive, even just cooking, if they don't have that much food. You know, how do you make tuna? Or do you stretch it by putting elbow macaroni in it? Stretch it. Can you make some spaghetti without the instant spaghetti sauce? But the peas and beans are some of the most important things. Even can you make potatoes and just keep a big old bag of potatoes? There's so many things you can do with potatoes, you know. Bake them, boil them, fry them, french fries, you know. Put them with some vegetables. There's things that we just need to know. Even our freezer, to get things that we can just cook. I'm just trying to. And I've really been watching the storm. I know, because I was seeing was it going north. I'm so sorry for the people in Florida, southern Florida, in central Florida and southern Florida. That was just so sad, because I know what it is to be in the middle of a storm and see everything getting messed up. And then it went on to Carolina where my sister was, so I was talking to her all day yesterday. It didn't pass over because she was on high ground and their power was still on. But, you know, that's God. Folks want to put it on everything, but there's always been a way God clean up stuff, when it be from freezing to rain. You know, it's the force of nature. I think we forget about the force of nature. We like to think of something else. It's really something. So when I was watching all this, that's when I was at somebody that I wanted to come in and talk about preparedness. And I promise y'all, before this month is out, because we might have snowstorm. And before this month is out, we in October, y'all want to believe that, we will have that. And I also have a friend that I'm going to get to bring on to really deal with, because we are officially in a recession, y'all. I know y'all don't watch the Business Channel. I was watching Fox Business News and NBC Business News last week when the report came out by the GDP, and they said we were officially in a recession. Well, I know y'all weren't ready for this. I'm going to come to the other stuff in a minute. My granddaughter said, well, what happened in a recession? So I had to really talk to them about, you know, do you have to get them Chinese off, pay them $15 to get your nails manicured, or can you get your manicure set y'all do it yourself? Do you want to do your hair or cut down? Well, I started beginning to tell her how to say what you cut down on. Do you have to have some of these things, or what do you do? So that's some of the stuff we will be talking about. That's to keep folks from getting all down and depressed and going crazy because they don't know how to navigate. You know, black folks used to then get upset. We survived the depression, the recession, and all the other stuff. And the reason we survived was because of our way of cooking. And, you know, my mother used to say, get you a piece of dirt. That's what they said down south. Get you a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out and make sure you get a piece of dirt. And when I was little, didn't understand it too much, but I used to see everybody in my neighborhood, everybody had a little small garden. And she went about other things, your greens and stuff and okra and things like that was out in the garden. Just went and picked the okra and got the greens. So now we got to think about that. How do we build a little dirt? No more than just a community garden, how do you do your own? So that's just something I wanted to say because I felt so bad. Then I saw old stupid Joy Reid. I know y'all don't like it. She just have to keep things going. I wish she'd do something that makes sense and be a little bit more intelligent sometime. But if she got to deal with intelligence and deal with solution, she can't talk. She was saying, well, you see what they had to do? They had to go across the aisles to get that money from FEMA. Just stupid. Not understanding that FEMA is there for this whole country. It don't matter who's in office. You know, and also that's their tax base, too. It's like not understanding the structure of our country and how we operate, that everything you have to keep going. They went there because these folks don't have no God. Instead of going to God, they went to some other places. And I had to turn those stations off. And I just went into my reading and looking at what I was doing. I was looking at all this stuff because, but for the grace of God, we don't have where we're living and wherever any of us are living, that disaster don't happen. But when you turn to God and you know there's a God, you take it a little different. Okay, I left my glasses, but I'm going to see how much I can read. Y'all, it's so funny. I was reading the paper. Y'all know about what's going on with this whole school, this thing, building this school over there on Surmac. In state, where Icky was. I was opposed to it. But it's interesting if y'all been following it. Because the board got a $9.4 billion budget. So we'll come back to that in a minute. But why is it that we always got to be begging? We want equity before they build. Y'all better stop talking about some equity. How do you define equity? You know, we use their language rather than our own language to get what we have to get. Our schools are not up to par. And the reason those folks don't want their children in the schools is because they know the schools are no good. They're turning out functionally literate students, but yet have, and I'm going to talk about the taxes next week too. That's on the deal. Yet we pay taxes. We pay taxes for public service. That means all your folks supposed to clean up, the weeds and stuff supposed to be cut. When you look at the expressway with all that garbage around it, yeah, you said people throw it out, uh-huh. They can throw it out in other places too. But there's a part of the expressway that the state have, and there's a part of the expressway that the city have. And they can be cleaning up just like they do everybody else. And then we also need to stop throwing stuff out and get in our mind, our consciousness, go back to what we was. But your taxes, you got folks on payroll, and they're supposed to do that. And you pay for safety. I mean, my tax bill, I live on the south side of Chicago, for those who are listening outside of Chicago. And I pay much or more property tax than most folks. And not to mention my office. And I've been trying to get out of this money. They put an extra tax from some business folks to have folks cleaning up. Or Ebony? Some business folks to have folks cleaning up. When you already got streets and sand. And that's too much. That's $1,000. And I was trying to appeal mine, but most of the damn business folks be kind of scared to say no. And that's something that all of them can drop off, take that away to help. In terms of the taxes that Lori says she's going to do, that's for right now. But they also can help us by knocking some of the taxes down they don't need. They got money, and instead of wasting the money on bull stuff, they can begin to look at things they tax us for and drop some of them taxes. They can cut some of these taxes, y'all. But once they get the taxes, they don't bring them back. The Board of Education got a surplus. So why is the Board of Education taxing us? And why is the city taxing us for the Board of Education? Y'all don't understand. This stuff is so deep. And the taxes are what running most of the black people, especially the seniors, out of their homes. I had a neighbor, and Mr. Duckworth, he was down there before I moved. And finally he told me, he said, "Dorothy, that's what? I got to go, girl." "So where you going on?" He sold it. Somebody came with him with a sack of money. And he sold and went on with his daughter. He said, "I can't take this property tax on my fixed income. I just can't take this no more. Too much to fix it up, too much of that." So he did it. And what they do is they have people calling you. I get so tired of people calling me because they think of my age group. I'm 75. That I'm ready to sell. They forget I have children and other things. "Hello, I'm so-and-so, so-and-so. I want to know you want to sell your home." "No." And they don't stop when you tell them that. "We got cash dollars we'll give you for it right now." And they start ringing, "No, thank you." And they're doing that in our community, not just in Chicago, but all of your major cities, because black folks was controlling, they was living in most of your major cities, whether it was Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., all over, Cleveland. You got another kind of thing. So they make things to look bad so that you don't want to stay. And so we don't get nothing back for all our taxes. We pay just as much taxes or more than anybody else. Now, this is what they said, and I don't believe it. I don't understand it. 36% black students in the Chicago public schools, 47% Latina, 11% Asians, 11% whites, and 4% Asians. Now, you got that, but who got the better schools? I want y'all to think about it. One of the reasons they said they need the school because their children have to go all the way to Kelly. And Kelly school is full of Latinas and Asians. Why? Because they know that these schools that our children are in are inferior. They know that. And our people are fighting in Chicago with the Board of Education. And by the way, they passed it 3-4 years on Wednesday to build a school. And the alderman said she was right, she's 100% with it. That was Alderman Dow. She was supporting the building of the school. Now, I want y'all to take a moment and think for a moment. We live in a country for equality. And then you had demonstrations and stuff going on. Because, I mean, we demonstrated around Newberry's and Woolworth, open up these things and let folks work. Have you noticed that nobody ever forced the Asian community to allow blacks to come work in their stores? Now, even though What y'all don't know is that they use a lot of our taxes. When they did that over in Chicago, when they redid Chinatown and they did brought in the Korean and all the rest of them built, they used TIF dollars. That's how I went and studied what they did to build their community. And that's why I laid it out, because I had did a TIF in the, I did the first black TIF and first TIF in the black community at 54th in Wentworth. It was a dump. And I promised people when I got in office I was going to clean that dump up, which I did. If you go there, there's a plaque when you enter in that gate that's dedicated to Harold Washington. Well, that was the last economic development project that he did. And he said, if anybody would use this TIF right, you will. So when I did the TIF over there, and then Streeter did one at the Can Company. But when I studied, that's why you have to know this stuff. When I studied what the Chinese did, how they used our money, so I went and laid a plan out for the whole Third War. The whole Third War was planned, and began to TIF it and port the TIF, because when you port them and put them together, you can. It was really rich when I left office. Third War had a lot of potential money that you could use to help black folks. So that's how I learned. Now, when you go through them, I was looking at how they said that they want their own school because they never have been able to have their school, and they don't want to go. Some almost said they didn't want to go to an inferior school. That's in essence what they were saying, y'all. Then I looked over there. If you drive down, I know y'all go over there and eat and be giving them y'all money. I make my own Chinese food, but my own food, like. But you see they have a new park. You don't see no blacks up in there. Their library is state-of-the-art. Those houses that you see that's built, those houses weren't necessarily built with all of their money that they make from their stores. It was a lot of your tax dollars that helped build those houses and those neighborhoods. And they saying they want a school for their own, because their children don't have a school of their own, so that they can learn their culture and their math and science and all that stuff. They know that our children are not being taught math, science. How can you inspired to be a doctor if you're not having science, or to be able to think, or the playmates, all these things you need as growing up, a science lab and stuff, to be said, my God, I can do that, to really take your brains and push it to the fullest potential. I mean, you're talking about a crime. Why are they talking about what's happening here, the brutality? I think the worst brutality that's been created is what they've done to our children and how they are miseducated. And then you have these, you know, teachers and stuff talking stuff. They don't have the same teachers in the schools they used to have. You know, they don't have the Macklemores and like Miss Blair, Superintendent Blair, that was determined to get, they was putting magnet schools in white communities. She was determined to get one over here. That's when she did Beasley. And Leon Finney, y'all say what y'all want to about him, but he fought to get Hyde Park to be a magnet. He redid Hyde Park School. And you had people that was working with those children, Dr. Travis, Ms. Mingo, all these folks who really cared for our children. You don't have that anymore. I don't care what nobody say. It's more money than it is being a service. So when I was reading this, now you got to remember, Martinez, Pedro, I think that's his last name, who's over the board, he said they was going to build it. Now, you got to understand, these folks are very clear on their politics and their education and all that stuff, and they don't care. It's like black folks, they think that we stuck on stupid, and they treating us like we stupid and like we don't have what it takes. And it's not the children or the masses' fault. It's those who are in the room with these people or those who are creating a standing up. It's those people who are letting these folks know it's all right to push our people around like this. Fentanyl running crazy in the community, nobody saying nothing. They scared. Come from China, nobody want to say nothing about that. But a mine is a terrible thing to waste. So if you looked at all these papers, you found, you found all of the stuff that was going on. You see the schools and what they're going to build. They talked about Phillips. They talked about Phillips, Tilden. Now, Tilden is way over there almost just before you get to horses. I don't know how they brought tillers in there. We just part of the back of the yard and other stuff. So they talked about tillers. Then you got Dunbar. Dunbar used to be a school, so the children went to learn skills, to get skills. Not just, they got all kind of skills up in there and came out and was doing good. You know, not just auto mechanics. It was taught everything it was. When I was growing up, they had a vocational school. So Dunbar was one of those vocational training schools. So what they're saying is that they do not want their children to go to these schools. Those children go all the way somewhere else to keep them going to school. Now you tell, is that fair? That's what you tell me. Because our tax dollars are doing that. That surplus they got, all part of our tax dollars. And you don't think that you can demand, if we don't fight for our children and economics and stuff for our families and our community, what's it all about? And it's they looking at us stupid, and they act like their children are better than our children, and that their children should be educated. I'm talking. That's why I keep saying there's nothing in the public square that's fighting on our behalf. If you look at all the schools and the hospitals and stuff that was built with the Black Patriots, if you get Jimmy's book, you'll see all of it is in there. How they built schools and how they built hospitals, how they built universities. That's very important to look, because that was important to us. But when they passed that 43, that was something. And I had some other stuff to read to you, but I left my glasses in terms of what they were saying. They said some stuff that was too deep for me. If you look, they got three pages on it in Thursday's paper, if y'all get the Sundown. You know, like three whole pages where they're talking stuff about their schools and what they want for their children. And they're almost saying our kids are not going to school with yours because the schools are underfunded. And then you hear this, the president of the school, well, we're going to put more money into those schools. No, what these parents need to do and the community and the leaders need to do is lay out, forget that equity. They're playing a game with y'all about equity. Because you put stuff into equity. You want a school of equality so those children can think and your children can do this and do that. They can grow up to be. Now, the LHC president, Phillips, said that she didn't want to, somehow she liked Phillips. I like Phillips, too. Don't get me wrong. But they need to be talking about the education that need to go up in those schools. You know, we had famous people going to them schools, John Johnson and all of them. Harold went to DeSalvo. But what is the school? What's in the school? What does it take to develop a well-rounded person? I tell y'all to read this article in Thursday's paper. Was it Thursday's or Tuesday's? I got all this stuff all messed up. I left my glasses. I want y'all to make sure y'all read. Was that school? Let me see what it was. Okay. Wednesday's paper. You got to read all them papers, and you got to begin. I think it was Wednesday. So you can see what they said about these schools and how they, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with the Black community. They're telling you. And then the Black folks that agree with that. And I told you, these folks, Asians, are just 4% right now. But you got one Asian going down there. She act like she's proposing now. And she look at all the money that she brought back to build that school. She couldn't have done it without the Black votes. And then you got the one in the city council. You got to vote on this stuff. If their numbers are just 11%, don't they need the Black votes? And you don't take a moment to say, let's talk about all these schools. And there's a reason. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. There's a reason. And I'm calling on the board to release and refund our money that they've taken out, our taxes for our schools. Our schools are inferior. You tell me one of them is good. Some of the teachers and people in there are doing the best they can with the little resources that they have. And then you're going to, a lot of these folks can put a state of the art school. This don't make no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever. And then when you look at all the money that came from the state and from the city, and I'm just saying to y'all, I'm really trying to wake y'all up. I don't know what to do. But if you have an uneducated group, you can control them. You can tell them to go out there and break stuff and act like some dumb wild Mohegans and give them drugs. Just lead them by their nose. But you got, and y'all, I love, and I hope the leadership out there don't get upset with me because I don't hold grudges, but I just don't think they're doing what they're supposed to do on behalf of us. Because all of a sudden they think we need everybody. And these folks are very clear. When Chewy says this thing is immigration. And that's what they're fighting for. Woo. All right over there. This immigration, they're fighting for the immigration, they're fighting for the schools. They're fighting to get contracts. I tell you about that big contract that they had, that they gave to Amarac for the food and have no black folks in there. It's really something. Now, I'm going to come to the phone. I'm going to try to take a couple calls before I take the break, and then y'all hang, who getting in here now? Y'all staying there. I'll get y'all when I come back. But I'm trying to see where my clock is. Okay, I see it. I'm looking at this clock over here. Okay. This one, no, because this one is off. Okay, y'all. Then, so we'll talk about that. I want some of the money back. We pay more money than anybody. And then you got 87,000 IRS agents getting ready now to come. They doing that. You think it's not going to get you? Oh, yeah, it's going to get you. It's the things that's going on, and people are scared. These people, folks have been this scared since Jim Crow. I ain't talking about our people. It's like the leadership, because they're almost like on them. They own them. I don't know how to put it. I better be careful how to say that. But anyway, if we don't fight for these schools, something is wrong. That's all I'm trying to say to y'all. But we got to, if we don't fight for our children, what is it all about? I mean, what is it about for the future? I was watching the birth of gospel on YouTube the other day. I decided to look at it. And I was looking at things that was done, Tommy Dorsey, and how they brought the birth of the gospel here. But when they showed the church down there, Pilgrim, still standing, wanting to fix, we got enough black folks with money, they can fix it. They go fix stuff everywhere. And see, folks have no respect for black folks who done made it off the movement but have not built their community up. So there's a lot of stuff, and I'm going to try to go to the phones before I take a break. And I want to, because I got other stuff I'm talking about, the politics, too. It's very important to talk about what's going on in the politics. But I'm going to talk about school, taxes, and politics. And next week, I'm going to bring the whole tax thing. I want you to take a moment between now and next week and look at your tax bill and see what you're paying. And you tell me how much service you're getting and how your community is being protected. Okay? Last week, When they had the test of officers, they done make y'all hate police officers so bad. Black folks, that many of them didn't even sign up. No, those black folks trying to help them. But I tell you, them other folks of color got on there, baby. Whites and other folks of color, they did it. You around here talking about, I hate the police. I don't hate the police. I don't like those who do wrong because I know too many police officers. I know the ones who protected Dr. King. I know the ones who protected my family. I know the ones who protected Jess and everybody else. Black ones. Talk of Chicago, 69 at VLN. Our number is 773-591-6090. We're streaming live, www.vln.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us up. You go. We're on Facebook, Group Facebook. And we also on Blog Talk. If you miss us, I'm talking about school this morning, y'all. I'm talking about politics, this mayoral race. I'm going to get into that and some other stuff. I want y'all to keep your eyes on the prize because this stuff is deep that's going on that you're not paying attention to. Let me go to the phone. Talk to you in the conversation with me right in the great city of Chicago, the Dorothy Wright Tillman. I'm going to try to take a couple of calls before I go on break. Okay. Cliff from Connecticut.
Hey, Ms. Dorothy, thanks for taking my call. Listen, you made some good points. So in general, what I want to ask you from a Christian standpoint or just from being a politician, whatever, is our condition or is things going to get better or get worse 15, 20 years from now? They're thinking the economy, the climate, finances, education, crime. Things are going to get better or worse?
You want things getting better for black people? You talking about, right?
No, well, yeah, you're particularly black people, but just overall.
Well, I think things will get better. I think your government, one thing about the Constitution of the United States, government belongs to the people. And they have gotten us to think that that we belong to government. And once we understand and get civics back in the school, like folks understand the Constitution and let them understand the different levels of government, what they can control and how local stuff is and how they get involved. And our leadership get in the public, the other people's leadership are in the public square. They're working on behalf of their community while they're keeping all this noise out here. It's just that our community is not. But being a Christian and believing in God, I know that all we got to do is call on God and move. But you got to work. What faith without work is just no good. You know what I mean?
All right, well, can I just say this? Can I just end with this, Ms. Dorothy? I do believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. I believe in the Word. But the Word says in the book of Revelation that things will get worse because, you know, the days are for the enemy, for the devil. His days are limited, and then towards the last days, he will allow Satan to have full range. We're going through this.
Well, there's a lot of stuff in Revelation that we'll talk about one day. I might bring my pastor back on one day and let him talk about, you know.
All right, thanks for taking my call. But I do believe it's going to get worse.
Okay, come on. God is a very compassionate God. Okay, thank you. I have a whole take on Revelation that I've been studying, but I'll get y'all later. Let me get Mike?
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Mike.
I got just a couple things here I want to say, but quickly for everybody, and especially the past caller and those who embrace the Bible. God says he came to give life and life more abundantly.
Yes, he did.
Right. So if you look into him and hanging on him, you should be focusing on what he said.
Well, you know one thing about black people. See, America is a Christian nation, first of all. And we've got these demons are running. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting something else. But all about leadership. Since we was in this country, our leadership was by folks who believed in God. And this is, they said only 60% of this country now believe in God. And they said in 2 years we're going to be a minority. But well, if we look at our history, we'll see Dr. King. It was before Dr. King. If you look at all of the black, and I'll name some when I come back, how it was Christians, folks who believed in the power of God who led us through what we had to go.
Well, every black person here in the world, and especially in the country and on the south side of Chicago, needs to be doing that and establishing their own agency to be in control, to make the determination of their life and their children and so on.
Because if you don't...
The University of Chicago last week made a statement that said they're going to build a new hospital. It takes about 3.5 years to build a new hospital. And they said they're building a new hospital because of their survey of the south side of Chicago that it had abundance of cancer. And it's like an epidemic that's coming. So people need to be looking out about everything and putting themselves in control where they get the answer for themselves and fulfilling their life and maintaining their life healthy. Because these people are trying to get rid of you.
Well, I tell you right now, if you make folks give up hope and make us think everybody's going crazy and they're all... You got our children functioning literally, give up hope, you don't believe in God. They want to give us hopeless. And right now, there's no discussion in the public square about the needs of just black people. They're mimicking whatever they get. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. How many minutes I got over there? I got to. Some of you that's on hold, Mama D, and the rest of you just hold on. I'm going to come to y'all on the other side. I have a few lines open if y'all want to call. Because we have to really have this discussion about the solution. I told y'all next week what I was hoping. Last week I said I was hoping that we can break things down and the group work on the education of peace. The group work on why aren't our children getting the training? Why are we used to build houses? What is going on with these racist unions that we don't have our people in, the trades and stuff? All the things that we're not in, why they got us talking about systemic racism and white supremacists, and they're just taking over everything. And this is the first time we lean on the devil. the devil, not God. Talk of Chicago, 69 of VON, our number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook and group Facebook, and we also on Blog Talk if you miss us. Get your coffee, get your tea. I got a few lines open, and I'm going to start when I come back. So I'm going to take calls. I'm going to go straight to the phones when I come back. I'm going to talk a little bit about the political stuff, and then I'm going to take the calls. So come on in. I want to have a conversation with y'all about Dr. King, where we go from here, chaos our community. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Shifting the balance of power in the Democratic Party from its southern block of white conservatives toward this new coalition. And that's a fact. For these stories and more, go to BINnews.com.
I'm Alexandria Ikamoni.
And I'm Ray Harris on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
Ian has taken its toll on air travel. Travel expert Peter Greenberg says the storm has forced thousands of flights to be canceled.
For every 12 hours that you shut down an airline, it takes about 36 hours to get crews back in sequence and planes back in schedule. But this is going to be more difficult because you're also talking about airports that were shut down. Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers. And the damage in Fort Myers is still to be assessed, but it's going to be a long time before you can actually get back on track.
FlightAware says thousands of U.S. flights have been canceled. Many airlines are allowing travelers affected by the hurricane to rebook tickets without charge.
At least six people are recovering after a shooting in East Oakland, California, near a group of schools. Middle school student Everett Flores recounted what happened when shots were fired.
When the lockdown happened, everybody went crazy. I was just 6 weeks playing, everybody went crazy, and I was confused. And they all went underneath the same desk. Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
Oakland police got the call. They rushed on campus looking for victims and suspects. Mario Juarez says his 16-year-old attends one of the schools and believes tension at least one of the schools was building.
A month ago, we knew of an incident that a student at Rosedale Continuation School was stabbed. And this kid not only was stabbed, but was also pistol whipped. So what do you think was going to happen eventually?
All six victims were adults and taken to local hospitals. They are all expected to recover.
A 90s hip-hop icon is found dead at a friend's home. Trey Thomas has the details.
Rapper Coolio is dead at the age of 59. His manager told reporters the rapper went to use the restroom at a friend's home Wednesday and did not come out. Coolio, whose real name was artist Leon Ivy Jr., was found unresponsive on the floor. Paramedics pronounced him dead on the scene. I'm Trey Thomas.
The White House is being grilled on an apparent flub by President Biden involving the late Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski.
She was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president.
Speaking to reporters, Black Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Walorski actively worked on bipartisan legislation regarding hunger and food insecurity. She said the president was acknowledging her incredible work. During an event on hunger, Biden looked out at the audience and said, "Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?" Republican Walorski was killed in a car accident in August.
Mogul Tyler Perry has inspired millions of people around the world. The black man is an innovator, producer, director, actor, entrepreneur, and so much more. And now students at Oxford College at Emory University in Georgia can take a course about Tyler Perry's legacy and the impact he has had. Black professor Tamika Conley has always loved his work, so she wanted to create the course for people to understand his brilliance. Tyler Perry is in the Metro Atlanta area and has a Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta as well. I'm Alexandria Ikamoni with Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Black Americans now account for about half of all new HIV infections in America. People who engage in drug use or high-risk behaviors associated with drug use put themselves at risk for contracting and or transmitting viral infections like HIV and AIDS. Ongoing substance abuse can cause severe health problems over time, even in previously healthy individuals. I'm host Dana Devine. Substance abuse is our topic this Saturday on the Equal Health, Equal Hope show. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
Coming Monday, October 3rd on Vaughn TV at 6 p.m., enjoy a live one-on-one conversation with renowned activist and civil rights legend Angela Davis. It's part of the Courageous Conversations Global Foundation's annual summit, taking place October 3rd through October 5th in Washington, D.C. For 30 years, Courageous Conversations has gone around the world, helping mankind face the uncomfortable subject of race in order to achieve racial equity. The conversation continues Monday, October 3rd on Vaughn TV at 6 p.m. when Angela Davis sits down with the founder and president of Courageous Conversations, Glenn Singleton. Watch it live on Roku, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Fire, and at VON.TV. Vaughn TV, bringing you culturally relevant content on purpose.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwakil, and I'm asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscles. Join our global classroom where we always look for patterns in the world's chaos.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I'm Reverend Mitchell L. Johnson, host of Straight Talk Radio featuring My Community Plan Foundation. Join me Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. as we discuss community transformation. From housing to energy to economic development, our mission is local. Our effect is global. From the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles to the DuSable African American Museum here in Chicago, you will be touched, educated, and informed. Straight Talk Radio, Sundays at 7 on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Emmy-nominated Indigo Studio is back for season 4. You know, sometimes we just need to talk about it. Sometimes a soundbite is just not enough. I'm Hermine Hartman, inviting you into my living room for some lively conversation. Our program airs on NBC at 1 a.m. right after Saturday Night Live. We repeat on Monday, Channel 25, Chicago exclusive at 8 p.m., and we stream on Vaughn TV. Our first season opens with Politicos. Why are aldermen leaving City Hall? What's wrong? Are they really retiring to retire? We hope the conversation with Alderman Leslie Harrison and Howard Brookins. Well, some are leaving, but some are coming. We talk to newbies, fresh faces that want to be elected. They are Will Hall, who wants to run for Alderman, and Keena Collins, who wants to go to Congress. I want you to join me this Saturday, October 1st, for the premiere of Indigo Studio.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
When news and information comes to you from every direction, the one source you can trust the most is the commentators. You want politics? You need Kimberly Ogoyen. You want to be updated on the latest women's issues? Check out Yolanda Joe. Carl West has business covered. And Abdul Hakim Shabazz comes at you from the right. Listen for a guest commentator every Friday. The Commentators, weekdays at 9:20, 5:20, and 11:03 p.m. Only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Come to the place where our father died and cried and did everything, I tell you. Ooh, don't mind, Lord. When we go from a chaos to a community, right now we're in chaos. We must go back to community. It is 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. And Harold Washington said, to love yourself don't mean to hate anybody else. Dr. King always talked about black folks have to be proud of themselves. They have fooled us so much to say that if we focus on ourselves, there's something wrong with us. But yet you're reading everywhere, every day, where folks are focusing on themselves and their children. The Bible said they are the salt of the earth, and Jesus said, except you come like a little child, you know, you cannot enter the kingdom. Well, we have gotten selfish, not all of us, but somehow or another, when Dr. King said, I don't mind what's going to happen, some difficult days, he didn't realize those who reaped the education and political benefit would abandon the community. Because if they had come back and helped us rebuild, then we wouldn't be in the shape we're in. If those who are leaders would get in the public square and advocate on our behalf. Okay, take a deep breath, y'all. I tell y'all, take a deep breath. We're going to do the black thing and we're going to do the Trinity. That's why I do three. Okay, over there, Justin and Ebony, let's take this deep breath, and you all where you are. Black, 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 black. You know, it's like when you breathe in and out to make yourself relax. Well, come on, the heart and the mind is one. When Jesus talked about the heart and the mind. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you?
I'm black enough for you.
Am I black enough for you? Am I black enough for you? Get it along.
Times Square.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right tonight.
Is the language right? You need to get the language right.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, and I'm black and I'm beautiful. Getting close, y'all. This year almost over with. We'll be trying to celebrate the birth of Dr. King. What I had a dream without the total speech. Actually, I listened to the total speech. But they'll never go with all these speeches Dr. King made about black people, what we have to do economically. Dr. King was very clear on the diaspora. He was very clear on the black folks, the economics, and where we had to go. But one thing about us during that time, with Dr. King, all of our leaders, we prayed and let God lead us. When God will lead you, you'll be all right. I tell my children all the time, and folks I know, look, you got to be quiet to hear God because he don't scream. He whispers. And you got to feel him direct us. He directs you just like he do the birds and the bees. But we're not quiet, and they got our folks making a lot of noise. While they're making noise and they're making progress, one of the things that in the school thing, when one of, I don't know whether it was the state rep or the teacher of the, or whether it was the Alderman Hooder, but I know one of the folks that said that the reason they needed a school, the Coalition of American Community said that her group have advocated for a school to honor the diverse cultural tradition of the Near South. And they prioritize immigrant service and bilingual education, which are both needed. Do you understand these folks? Go over there and look at their library. Go in their library one day and see all they stuff. I'm saying, y'all, wake up. And I talked to y'all last week about the Asians and all of them got together and what they were doing. And they're moving politically, educationally, economically, the contracts, all that stuff. They're moving on the contracts. They're making sure that schools are fine, that children are fine. We can do it, too. What they're doing is they're in our playbook. Everything that we did to advance ourselves, but we stayed within understanding the Constitution and what our rights were. Now they're doing it to advance themselves, and they act like it's like they talk like we're not even in the room or like we doesn't matter. And so that's why I was talking about the education. The other thing, and I'm going to come to the phone in a minute, y'all. The other thing is the politics. They're not playing. I see that Chewy got bumped for Brandon Johnson, the teachers union endorsed Brandon. So does the rest of the progressive group endorsed Brandon Johnson. Hey, y'all, that should be something to y'all. That should be a sign to you about this stuff, because most of them progressive folks don't believe in God. I'm sorry, y'all. You never hear them say God. Progressiveness is their God. Progressive ain't what it used to be. But then we being taken over, you know, and we got a bunch of folks also that don't believe in God no more. Yeah. They don't believe in God. And some of them might not believe in family, because a lot of them, and I'm not saying you have to have babies to have family, but some of these folks put other stuff before they put family and children. There's no way you can be a mother. And I thought we got more women down there to be more compassionate, because you're a woman and you understand that. But I don't know, you know. So with this school, with this political stuff, and I want to say this, and I'm going to get into some more later, maybe next week, because I tell you, soon this week I'm going to do those other two things. But one of the aldermen said that, I was laughing, they're no longer going to allow Lord to pick, it's funny, y'all, to pick the chairmen of these committees. And she said it's been precedent, she's not going to give it up. Well, according to our rules, of the City Council rules, Madam President, Madam Mayor, and all you aldermen don't know any better, you have a right to organize and to choose your own leadership in your body. That's your right. She don't have to give y'all that. Y'all just do it. I mean, I was really disappointed when she said, I'm not giving that. It's been a precedent. I don't think that she's taking time to read the rules of the City Council, just like many of the aldermen have not read the rules of the City Council. You have a right to organize yourself, because you decide that. Now, if you don't want, you know, when Harold was there, he met with all of us. We would talk about what we wanted, who we wanted on a committee, and we would agree on our committee. He didn't tell us, put this person, put that person. We didn't do that. One committee, the education committee, they don't need it, because it don't do nothing no more. You had an education committee before, because she couldn't put nobody on the board, nobody nowhere, without he or she, without it coming, everybody to come before the board. That's how we was able to kick Jane Burns, but she was trying to put Ayers in there, and we wanted Man for Bird. Because the board of because the education had to come before the education committee. And that's how we turned Streeter, because he came, he was on the education committee, and we turned his vote. And that's why Jane Burns was out to get him. So the education committee is like just there, you know. They said that it only met 8 times in 1 year. It just did. And then Harold took the finance and the budget committee and separated. It used to be one. You're talking about saving money, because each one of them have staff and all this, have money. Anyway, they used to be one, but Harold split it up to give Tim Evans, one of his other allies, Bloom, another, his Hyde Park allies, one of them. So they gave, I think, Bloom the budget and Harold, Tim Evans the finance. I might have it backwards, I don't know. But a lot of those committees could be combined. But what you're not looking at is those people who are running from the other communities are already looking at aldermen in those wards to run with them so that they can have a group of aldermen with them. That's what Chewy said he was going to do, and that's what everybody else. Now, the last thing, and I have to give the caucus credit, but I still think they gave it too much, when they was trying to get another seat. Now, you see they're going to take Burke's seat. They should have went after Burke's seat in the first place, but they were smart. They was going to twist the hands of the Black caucus to get another seat. And then when they take Burke's seat, there'll be one up on the Black caucus. Everybody is keying in on messing with us, because they don't think we have the energy to fight back. There's something wrong that they know. They be in the room with these folks, and they know what these folks are doing, and they're not representing us. They know that they're selling their soul like Esau. So we have got to, if we're going to have a better community, we got to start with family. We got to believe in family. We got to believe in God. And we got to start from the bottom up, y'all. And then we have to support those elected officials who are going to stand up and do what they have to do. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio, take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on Group Facebook. And we're on Blog Talk if you miss us. And I know y'all listen all over this country to my show, so you need to look at your politics too, how it is. Don't get so stuck that you start hating yourself for what you have to do. because you have to deal. When they tell me they're going to get all these IRS agents, who you think going to get in trouble? They get 87,000 IRS agents. That's going to be something, y'all. Better, you know, y'all have never thought about it. But and that's just something. And when you control yourself locally, you know, politics locally is very, very important, who you put. Because when you can get $120 million for a school, now that's I'm not mad at them for fighting for theirs. I'm mad at us for giving it without getting anything or fighting for ours. $170 million from CPS, $50 million from the state. They're getting $70 million from the city. So she changed it for CPS. That's a lot. And she could not have gotten that without the black votes. Same way the history is going to be just taught in the schools of them, the black votes. Because we put people in office that have no conscience, and no, they just want to be important. Not all of them, y'all. I'm not blanket. They just want to be somebody's master. You work for us. Let me go to the phone. Conversation, a conversation with me right here in the great city of Chicago, Dorothy Wright Tillman at the great WVON, and let me go, Mama D.
Oh, hallelujah. Greetings to you.
Uh-huh. To you too, my sister.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine.
This is Mama D here.
I know you because
I mentioned you mentioned disaster readiness. Growing up in Arkansas until age 9, we had a storm house, a smokehouse for meat,
mm-hmm.
and a chicken house, and my mother stored canned foods in mason jars.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember any of that?
You call it preservers. You preserve.
Right.
I used to preserve my grandmama. Watermelon rinds, everything, peaches, grapes, all
right.
kind of stuff.
Put them in mason jars and stored them that way. Also, you said that you didn't know what was wrong with us. Well, today we have billionaires, but as a people, we're worse off because politically, 6 years ago, Negroes didn't have the Civil Rights Bill of 64, the Voting Rights Bill of 1965, because Democrats like Joe Biden voted against it. We were
segregated. You better stop it, girl. You're going to get in trouble talking about that stuff. They really don't know this man's history, and they get mad at me for telling it. So, you know.
Yeah, well, facts can change feelings, but feelings can't change facts.
That's right.
We were segregated, but back then we knew it, and we did for self. Without the people of color, the black and the brown, the minorities, and the diversities hanging on and controlling our community. So what is the solution? We got to stop letting these leeches lead us. It ain't that complicated.
Well, we also got to go back to God. We got the devil.
Oh, definitely.
The devil is
definitely.
Running rapid. Because you don't kill babies and old ladies without the that's demonic. That's killing your future
absolutely.
And your wisdom.
Absolutely. Someone said earlier that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So how can we support the violence of abortion? Children are heritage of God, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. We can't, if we want to stop the violence, we're going to have to start with stopping abortion.
Well, I know one thing, Mama D, is that you can't expect the children not to believe in hate when all you hear is hate coming from grown folks. They say, I don't know what's wrong with these children. And then they turn to me. They see, they hear hate. They hear this. They just don't hear children talking about God. They just hear hate. Look, I hate him. I tell you, somebody told me they hate him.
Exactly, exactly. And not only are we full of hate for folks, but also we are full of racism talk. Every time we open our mouth, we got to bring up black or we got to bring up brown. What about yellows and what about white?
Well, what they're doing is the, and I got to go in a second, Mama D, Pablo Dahl, white supremacists and racism. They've used the word racism so much that it don't even have the same meaning because they're just using it. So they have us over there with the dog whistles while they're getting all the contracts, a lot of money being spent in Chicago and in your cities too if you're not folks who don't live here. They're getting the best schools, the best education. When you look at the most racist stuff it is these unions, these trade unions. The most racist stuff it is when these schools are not equal equality is better than equity. So they got our folks over there dealing with, in their mind, it's Pablo rather than dealing with some construction. Thank you,
Mama. Do you remember the 1980 consent decree that they fought against for 23 years?
Yeah, I remember the consent decree.
When it came up, we're in Willis Wagons. We're in Mobile Home.
They don't know about the Willis Wagons. They don't know our folks. They don't let our folks know what we need to be talking about so we can move forward. Yes, we can. And how you can build. How we got folks on to represent us that will not fight for us for the resource. We just like to smile and cut ribbons. And when I heard Lori say, I'm not going to give up my power because of the president, it is not her power. The council organized themselves, but if y'all give it up, that's their business. Thank you so much. That was some deep stuff. Y'all better go read that. That was really deep. That was real deep. Who'd I got? KM South Shore Education Group. Okay. KM?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, KM. What does KM stand for?
Kim Marcellus, and my other last name is Milton, so I just say KM Milton.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I was wondering, you said that we need groups to work on education, or we have groups to work on education?
This is what I said.
Go ahead.
I'm not talking about you, little bitty. I'm saying that we got to focus, and you have to call to order. If there's a group that's looking at what we're going to do for our education, we need a group that's going to be working on these contracts and economics. We need a group that's working on different stuff for our people so that we can move forward. And it's a shame that the black church right now is not showing the leadership that it should be showing. They can set up stuff in their basement. I mean, the basement of the church and do stuff. They can help build. You know, they can do things in the tradition of the black community. And then you got your sororities, you got your fraternities, Eastern Star and Masons. I mean, we have the template, KM. We just got to use it. I don't know. I can't do all this stuff. But how do we do? We got to begin to look within and for ourselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. I understand. So you just said that we have the groups.
No, I don't have one. I'm saying that.
No, we already have the sororities and the Eastern Star and all that. We already have them.
What are y'all doing?
So, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I know, because I'm an Eastern Star. Right. I know we have, I said, that's what I meant. We got the temple. We have our churches, too. The problem is not all the ministers, but a lot of them don't come together until the politicians call them for dinner or call them for a rally or call them for this. Then they show up like they, not for God, but for the politicians. I think that those real ministers, the real one who believe in God, who are trying to do something, is going to have to put together a coalition and work on stuff and do some stuff. They got them retired teachers sitting up in their churches. They're
right,
not doing
right.
anything.
So,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? They
so,
got them journalists
right.
and stuff. You know, they got resources,
right.
too.
Right. So I would challenge your listeners, because we already know the mindset of your listeners, to go and find these groups and be a part of these groups and implement what you're saying in the groups. Because like you said, we have lawyer groups. We have social work groups. We have all the groups, but their mindset is not there. So your audience, your vast audience all over the world, the people here can get in, can go to these groups and say, this is what we need to do. Because
but
these
the
groups
thing
are just
about these,
their way.
But you go to them, they be in their black and brown minority and all that shit. It's not specifically when what we did is with Lou and all of us, we set up different groups, and we began to teach. See, we got to get folks to learn the Constitution. They got to learn. We got to get music. We got so much stuff to do, KM. And it can be done. We just got to think about it and pray on it, begin to put it out there and do it. I don't know. I don't have the answers, but I know we can, because I've seen it happen.
Right. I think we can do it. And the people that are doers, because I consider myself a doer, we can do it. Here in South Shore, we have a group that I'm a part of that's been around since 2007.
Uh-huh.
It's Subco. So in Subco, we're focusing on
businesses. I've heard of Subco.
Yeah, Subco.
Uh-huh.
You have the NNA with Val Free. She works with neighborhood groups. So we have the groups, and you know, you had the Lost Boys that are in the Rosenbloom Park. So we have the groups that are doing stuff. And the other thing I was going to say, which made me remember, George Frazier. He when they were used to do the State of the Black Union with Tavis Smiley, George Frazier had a picture that had a lot of different dots on it. Mm-hmm. And when he connected the dots, he showed how powerful that is, like a spider web.
Right.
So we have different groups doing that, but we're not connected.
So we got to figure out a way to do that. How we have to come together and ask folks, do you want to be connected to work on this? Not to come up with all this. See, get us together, folks. Asian provocateurs start talking all this other stuff, getting away from us, and we don't get focused and we go home. But let's think about how we're going to do that, Kim. Keep thinking about it, okay?
Well, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling. Mustafa?
Hey, good morning, Dorothy.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
All right. I wanted to ask, with the recent indictment of Emile Jones III, do you think he sold his birthright for a bowl of soup?
Why you put me on the spot like that? Lucifer, why you do that to me, huh? I'm going to come through this farm and get you. Tell me, eat my words. I think it was kind of, I don't know what a history that he have. I don't know the history of what it is. And I do know that Emil was down there long enough not to let nothing happen. So I don't know. I would hope that he wasn't stupid enough to get involved in the red light cameras when they was already indicting people.
Well, it certainly appears that way.
Well, you see what the governor told him to step down. Let's show you. That's what I meant. Bevel told us that the white man made two things, a nigga and a mule, and neither one of them reproduce. When he get tired of them, he take them outside in the pasture and shoot them. Well, when they said step down, that's equivalent to that. So he said that he stepped down from his committee, but he's not stepping out from his seat. So I don't know, have enough information. I do know his father, and I know the good works of his father. So I
right.
don't know what's going on. I really don't know, but I'm not going to eat them words, Mustafa.
Well, listen.
But you put them back on me.
Keeping on.
Huh?
And we listen to you most Saturdays out here in Cincinnati, so keep
Thank
up
you.
The good work.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I thought it was other Mustafa. That's the difference. Thank you, Mustafa. I tell you, did he make me eat them words? Whoa, whoa. It wouldn't be no Barack Obama if it wasn't for Emile Jones. And he got treated so bad, so bad, so bad. He couldn't even go. I won't even tell you the story. But you, Emile Jones made Barack Obama. And that was the history and the spirit in which his son was in. So I can't deal with it because I don't have the facts. I got to be very careful about that. Anita?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Anita.
Okay. You were one of the first two callers or whatever. It was a guy. He was talking about the church being involved, and you were talking about building the family, and you were saying that 60% of people are believing people. I got a real issue with that.
Well, they no, so, I don't know. Wait, Anita. Mm-hmm. So people can see. I read this is a Pew study. They want to look at it, and it might be some – it might just be, they might be putting on folks' minds. In the Pew study, they were saying there's only 60-some percent in this country is Christians are believers. So that means they want to make us think the devil's taking over or some other group is taking over. I don't know. That's in the Pew study. Somebody should read it and see. So I haven't read all of it. I just got snippets of it. So I got to dig in deep and see what they did and where they got the information from.
Okay. I want to just add this comment. I have to do something to preserve that right to religion in this country because right now we have girlfriends thinking they're supposed to be wives. I don't know how all that's supposed to work out, but if they need polygamy here, they're going to have to set up something for wives and men and not girlfriends and men. And I think girlfriends shouldn't be allowed to get rights for their children, especially if they know men are married, because they should know by now that that's a – the whole country should know. If you look in the black community and you see how it looks like a bomb hit through it because there's no men in the neighborhood, that everyone
Wait, no, we got the men. I see them. I got to see them. But we got these folks want to keep them dead or keep them on the wrong thing. I see when I'm looking at my window, I see them men walking those kids to school. They might not be married to them or be there, but they're there. We got men in the community. The question is... They got someone walking around like zombies, and the other one, they got other stuff. We got a lot of men in the community. I must say, I'm not going to take away that, Anita. I'm not going to say we don't have men.
Dorothy?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be really specific. Family is a lifelong institution.
Mm-hmm.
It is not something you try for 3 years, get another person, try 12 years, and then you start adding in other people. And these women, I'm telling you, they are out of their minds. They literally think a girlfriend is a wife.
They think a dog walking a dog is a child.
Well, it's even worse than that, or two women is a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. But I'm seriously about the children. Jesus said you don't play with children's
rights.
No,
you don't. Uh-uh.
And they're playing with children's rights when they talk about, I'm a girlfriend, I'm supposed to have this much money. I believe you shouldn't get anything because you already knew what you were before you even got started. And if you want to live with it, do like Angelina Jolie. She adopted children, and she made sure she had money to take care of them. And if you're a single woman and you can't take care of the children that you want alone, you should not be
having.
Well,
you know what I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say, I'll let you go on. But in the black community, since we've been in this country, the children belong to the community. And that's what we use to look after our children. Because you never know what that child going to bring. You just don't know. You know, you don't know. And we used to, however the black woman think is how the community is going to think. And we can build in the NGOs, all the other. We can do stuff to put our arms around the children because we don't know why Jesus put the children. What Jesus, what you said, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. We cannot do that to our children. So we got to figure out how to, as women, how to, and men, but women, we bring birth, and we got to figure out how to protect these children, okay?
Wait a minute, Doris, one thing. They say it takes a community, a village to raise the child. I'm not going to have a strong man in the community, and you have no man, and then you bring in the mess you got from your other relationships and telling my husband he's supposed
to be strong. Well, you know, let's say there's some out there, but then, you know, there's
a lot of them out here. This new jail.
Okay, I got to go now.
All right.
I got 15 minutes and my board is lit up. I got a couple of lines that I want to call. Ooh, Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost, Lord. There's Dr. Diane. Let me see. Y'all don't have a lot of time now. Dr. Diane, yes.
Hello.
You going to follow up from last week? You going to finish what you were saying from last week?
Yes, ma'am. I cannot wait. You know, you are such an exciting person for me.
Thank
because
you.
I truly, truly believe you've been called to God, and I've been called to listen to you and to join forces with you in what you want to see done. Not just you. I know it's coming from God, what you believe that can be done, because that's how I feel. We all do need to come together and do this. And no, we don't have that one answer, but collectively we can arrive to it. And I do want to work with you on that and work with others to see how we can draw these other people and entities in together to do exactly what God has gotten you the vision to see, because my vision is there with you.
Well, I'm hoping that people like you and other folks will call and put together something and do it. And I mean, it's not for me to do it, for me to get involved with it if you do it, but I think we got to call the community to order. And these ministers got to do. If they're not going to do what they're supposed to do, then they give up their pulpit and stop collecting money on Sunday or the anniversary and all other stuff. They got to do it. They're going straight to hell if they sheep and wool and clothes and leading the children astray.
That's right. That's right. But what I'm saying is that, see, you can put the call out there. I'm here. I'm ready. Well, where did we go?
No, I'm saying to you, Diane, if you know how to put something together like that, you call and call on me now. I'm saying to you, it ain't for me to put no call. See, that's the problem.
Okay.
We got a lot of great minds. You can go work.
That's right.
You can you are.
I'm ready.
And what you got folks on these squares. I tell you, there's no discussion in the public square about our community, about our children, about our economics, about the things. The most racist thing it is what they're doing in these children's minds. The most racist thing they're doing is what they're doing with economics.
Right.
What they're doing to us as a people. You can't get no racism in that. All that dog mess they calling about. Systemic racism and white supremacy. Get our mind on that, and we're losing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Go to that subject. You remember when we were talking about taking prayer out of school?
Yeah.
And that was not ever done. And I've done extensive study on that, you know, reading about that, because I was a teacher in the public school system for so long. Also, I'm an ordained minister.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is that you cannot take prayer out of school for two reasons. One, there cannot be no law that said you can do that. And contrary to what all the myth is about it, and I'm looking at a book now that even says that it has never been allowed to take prayer out of school. Students are free to pray.
Well, they understood the Constitution and all this country was built. They will know that they're misusing the Constitution about taking it out.
Exactly.
But they got to know in order to know how to fight. You got to read and you got to know.
But why are not the churches emphasizing that? That's what I
don't know. I hear some ministers. And
why would they allow that?
Let me tell you something, Diane.
That's right.
I'm not trying to pass judgment on nobody who have done an abortion or whatever, because folks know better, they do better. But to have a minister sitting up talking about and pushing that, something is wrong with that. So ministers do that. I heard some black ministers pushing it, talking about abortion and stuff. You know, they got
to
be careful about that.
Even to mention that that could never happen. If you're saying you're a Christian and you believe in the Bible and it said pray without ceasing, how are you going to go anywhere and not pray?
That's right.
You know,
one thing about
you.
Us, we in the movement, we always pray before, in between, and after. Thank
That's
you
right.
so much. Thank you. Prayer is important. Yeah. Find the grapes of wrath for me, too. Okay, I might do it. Okay, let me get, okay, Plump, I'm running out of time. Plump.
We are in Yashalom, Assalamu Alaikum, unity in the community. Pray for peace in Chicago. The Chicago prays for peace with our president, Dava Watkins, at Hale Washington Park District. Today and every Saturday, the Hale Washington Foundation is sponsoring, join us for a prayer for peace, love, unity, marketing people at 5300 South High Park Boulevard. We love you, and for more information, call Minister Plump at 312-671-2773.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank
too,
you.
Minister. Thank you, Minister Plump. Folks, you all, I let Minister Plump come because he was one of those people who was really out there with the cab drivers for Harold, how hard he worked to put Harold in. There's a lot of Harold people out there. You see these other folks that came in after the mayor, after the primary, and they came into the general, but people like Plump was there for the primary. And those people are very important. If we hadn't brought Harold through the primary, it wouldn't have been no general. And that's a whole other thing we're going to have to talk about. Why is it that we are, how we get it? This whole, all these mayoral pieces. I'm going to do a mayoral thing one day. I might try to do a forum on all these people. What they don't understand is when Harold ran, we had a Republican and a Democratic primary. And the Republican would run against the Democratic who won the primary. They would run together. If you notice, Harold ran against Epps. Y'all don't forget. And then so they got so nervous because of the power of what we put down that they went to Springfield and changed it and made us 50 plus one. That should have never happened. The same way when they was trying to do under Harold Washington, we fought that too. They was trying to do a metropolitan community where after Harold got in, we had to fight that. And we got all the black mayors that was within Chicago area, and they helped us fight it too. Because they was trying to really bring down the Harold's power by making it metropolitan government. So they're doing this slowly that y'all might not understand. So it's so much stuff. And all these folks trying to run now, I want to know, don't tell me about I'm just going to get rid of crime. I want you to give me a holistic approach as what you're going to do to this community. How are you going to help the schools and make sure the schools are equal and do something about our children? How are you going to make sure that our people are equal in these trade unions and these contracts? How are you going to do that? We got to talk. I don't need I got to get rid of the crime. Those who voted for Lori got her because she was going to get rid of it. Now you hate her. But I don't know about some of these folks who messing with her. You better watch these folks. I tell you. Uh-huh. Reverend Weatherspoon?
God bless you, daughter.
God bless you, too.
It's the first day of August. God's being the first in our life. I just want to thank God for the work that you have been doing over the last 60 years.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate that she adopted Martin Luther King's dream alive.
Thank
Same
you.
And also, we got to see Harold Washington dream his legacy alive with Minister Plump and Prophet Dolphin Watson. So
I bring him up every time because people need to know who Minister Plump is. He had the cabs. He had them folks out there for Harold. And he fought hard for Harold, and that's why I always give him his respect.
We thank God for those people. We got a coalition going on. So I work with a lot of small churches. Also, I'm wondering what was your pastor.
Well, they need to do something. Well, you need to get the group you got and see what they're going to do. Because these folks only go when they're called by a power. I remember when Lori had them come down there, and Grand Party was knocking folks over to get down there. They have the breath of the knock. I mean, right now, they need to be calling themselves to order for the black community. You know, they got these different groups that meet the church. Well, I'll talk about it another time. Okay, thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Love you. Love you.
Thank you. We got to keep our eyes on the prize, y'all. We got to. We cannot take our eyes off the prize. And the prize are our children, our community. Because when you sit at the table, you got to be equal. You can't be sitting there begging And they putting us in a begging state, and we don't have to do that. Some of these other folks who be sitting around scared to talk, now they all over. They building brand new schools with the state of the art because they don't want the children growing with blacks. Just like they don't hire you in their community to work. It don't make no sense. Racism and education, terrible thing to waste. We know these schools. We know that these schools are inferior. The preacher knows because they don't send their children there. These leaders know they don't send their children there. How dare you? Inferior everything. We pay for the education. We pay for the service of the public service to be protected. We pay for cleanliness. Come on, y'all. Keep your eyes on the prize.
I got my hand on the gospel plow. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes.
You gotta keep eyes on the prize. We got off. Let's get back on. Keep your eyes on the prize. God, what's going on around you? Keep your eyes on the prize. Come on, we're in the wilderness, though. Eyes on. That's Sweet Honey in the Rock. And what's his name? James Hunt and Sweet Honey in the Rock. Then we start to fight. Hold on. The only thing we did right the day we started to fight, y'all. That's what they said. Keep your eyes on the prize. They got us off. I mean, these folks get so mad at me. What's the white? I said, what is the white supremacy? What if they don't talk about racism so much? You're not really. We have to define what racism is. We have to define equality. We have to get our stuff off of this other mess, please. David?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Chicago Educational School. Okay.
Yeah. I think we got to keep our eye on the teachers union.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same song all around the country. We got to ask ourselves, why is 30-year-old grown men, you know, busting people side to head on public transportation and begging in restaurants for food? Mm-hmm. Because half of them don't even know how to read.
I call it functionally illiterate. And they came through these schools and paid these folks, and they didn't teach out. That's why in our schools they're still letting it go on, David.
Yes, ma'am. And, they rather teach LGBTQ history instead of the sanity of human life.
Right.
Maybe if they start there, we'll get somewhere in a peaceful society. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You know, he's absolutely right. You look at the new laws they passed down in Springfield, all the stuff they're going to teach. Pronoun. Did you see in the last week when they issued, I think it was last week, issued in the Academy for the Air Force or whatever, one of them, that you can't say mom and dad no more? They got all, y'all need to start looking on the government website. Can't say mom and dad, he or she, and all this stuff. This stuff is confusing. I'm telling y'all, with this stuff, he's absolutely right. I mean, whatever they, you know, it's some deep stuff. Jacob.
Shalom and good morning, Elder.
Shalom, Maki.
All right. Well, look at that real quick. Those so-called blacks have the mayor's office. They got Tony Prinkwinkle. They got Kwame Raoul. They
all
got
black
Chris
folks up.
They have
so
all
nothing black
these.
Folks.
They running everything, right?
You got Brown.
Everything.
You got Brown who let all them folks, let them Hispanics take
okay,
over
okay.
downtown the other day.
Is Jesse White, did he retire? I know he endorsed and gave it. Supposed to give it to the Hispanic.
That girl, she didn't win, and we better watch because if you look at all the position of powers, that's where they're going. And if you read the paper, you see that's what they said.
What more do we need?
Well, I think what we need leadership, and we need to get in the public square and fight for our community. We need to stop being scared and cowards.
What I'm saying is, Elder, they got all the key positions, but we are so divisive. What are they committed?
But the question is, we need to have these folks come to the community to recommit. And what were you committed to in the first place? We vote out of emotions, and we vote out of the emotions rather than facts and stuff.
Well, they got every office.
Yeah.
And the last thing, let me get off, because I know you will kick me off in a minute, but look at it. Just say they put up from 91st Street, till 87th Street, they put a brand-new school, high-tech. They're going to have security guards. We got to get reconditioned on the mind of our youth. Because it doesn't matter the building, it's the mind frame that they won't kill each other.
Well, it's the resources and how you work. No. Because we work with you, and we've taken some of these young folks, and we've done a lot of good stuff with them and turned them around. You know, it's the mindset.
It can happen. I'm saying it can happen.
It's the mindset, and they don't turn out these functionally literate students who they're not letting loose on us. Now, we got to reach out, and God is love, and reach out in love, and we got to separate the wheat from the chaff.
You're right. You got to start when they're young.
But even the ones that's there, we got to separate.
They can't even go to school in peace, Elder. They can't go to school in peace.
Well,
we got to
ask the question why. That's right. Okay. I hear you, Jake. I'm not disagreeing with you. The question is why. And we got to take that up at some point. Why, and what are we going to do about it? And sometimes these folks are just looking for stuff. I know some we've changed around and turned around. They're gone on doing bad. How do we separate the wheat from the chaff? Some of them just doing it. Some are functionally illiterate. What do we do?
I can dig it. And the last person I ever voted for, and I was 19, and that's the same, is Harold Washington and Jesse Jackson. I never voted again in my life, and I'm 55 years old.
God knows. I don't know what's going to happen in this election because folks are disgusted, and ain't nobody bringing us nothing other than crime. They got to bring us something. They got to come on with it. Thank you so much. We need to ask these folks to lay out a plan. What's your plan? You know, what church you go to? Where you come from? What's your plan to make sure these schools are equal? Don't go down and tell me, I agree with building this school so they'll be separate from the Asians because they don't want to go with the black folks. They already got a community. And they use a lot. That's an example of how they use the public funds. I'm going to play Nina Simone because our children are very important. Just a little bit. I don't know how much time I got over there. Let it get started. But like I told you, they are 4% in the public schools. The whites are 11. But I don't believe that the Latino over us, except they're illegal. Their numbers legally are not over us. But we can play this game. And we pay taxes. We do all this stuff on our houses. Our children are young, they're gifted, and they're black, I believe. Come on, take a child to church. Come on, bring it up. Nina Simone. Y'all, I'm not taking no more calls for today. Talk to me next week. That's what we were telling our children. That's the music they was listening to. They took it out of school. We got to tell them, y'all. We got to go back. That's the template. Come on, now, Nina. How many minutes Nina got on that?
Yours is the quest that's just begun.
Okay.
When you feel in
okay, we'll take it out of there.
There's a great truth.
Yeah. I want to put it on your mind. When you're young, you're gifted and you're black. They know it. God gave you. Jesus was black. Came to a black woman. Destroying our women. Got this fentanyl all out here. Well, a young man died the other day, 16 years old, went to a party called his mama told him to sit. Went home, laid down, and died. There's fentanyl, y'all. Y'all don't even know about it. We're not talking about it. 4 million people that they know came across the border. Just one got away, y'all. And they know their children are gifted. They bring getting all the resources. That's what the Chinese people said. Our kids ain't going there. Our children are smart, y'all. I'm pleading with our leadership. come together and let's see what we got to do for our babies.
Is that we can all
yeah. We're doing our little bit, but we got to come on, y'all. The like man got to come together, whether the elected, anointed, or appointed. Yeah. Young, get some black. Gotta roll it over a little bit. Yeah. You're young, you're gifted, and you're black. That's what we must tell our young. Not only should we tell them that, we got to show it to them. We got things we got to do. I'm calling on those ministers who really, really believe and know that God is. First of all, they need to study the Constitution. They need to study and see how this country was built off of Christianity and don't run away from it, why God brought us to set up and put his word all over the world. And they got to look at all of our leadership in this, and this is we've been in this country, been by people who believe in God. They tell you, don't believe, you know, you don't need no leaders. Yes, you do. We're not fighting flesh and blood, y'all. We're fighting principality. We're not fighting flesh and blood. We're fighting things that's really deep. I'm calling elected, anointed, and appointed to let's stand up. You can get Jimmy's book from the TillmanFamilyPress.com and look at his, that's Evan and Jimmy's Press. They self-publish. To look up the Black Patriots and to see. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman. I can't see the time. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman said, reparation now, repairing the damage. Not like these fools that was down there the other day at the, they was down there at the federal building hollering at black folks. I don't like that. One of them hollered at my pastor. White folks standing out there and they hollering at him. I don't like it. You better back up. Just hollering. You don't even understand how to repair the damage. Just like Don Lemon cannot come back on that white woman from Europe because he didn't understand. You got to understand. We got it, y'all. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's do it in the name of Lou Palmer, Harold Washington, Dr. King, Georgia Palmer, and all the folks all over this country. Hey, see you next week. I'm glad my sister's all right, Jane. I talked to Tammy. She's in Carolina. They're fine. Okay. God bless y'all. Take somebody to church tomorrow, y'all. You can join me at my church, Liberty Baptist Church. And look at it online on YouTube. 11 to 12, Liberty Baptist Church of Chicago. See you next week.
My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand, by another white man, Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine, and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource, so to her people pay remorse.
The talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON Berwyn, Chicago.
Harris, along with First Lady Jill Biden and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff.
In light of Hurricane Ian, President Biden has a warning for oil and gas companies.
Do not.